It's been our privilege this morning as a church to rejoice with Sean and Esther in the recent birth of their baby boy, and to collectively give thanks to God for all his goodness to them as a family. As I said earlier, the birth of a baby is a special occasion for the simple reason that it is the commencement of yet another human life. And so what I want us to do this morning is consider three things that the Bible teaches us about our lives as human beings in this world. Three things which are true, regardless of whether you're very young, like Little Dominion, or whether you're very old, like, I won't mention anybody in particular. And the first of those three is this, and that is that human life is special. Human life is special. It is estimated that there are approximately 1,900 babies born each day in the United Kingdom alone. And globally, that figure increases to 370,000 per day, or 260 per minute. And so during the 2 or 3 minutes that I've been talking so far, another 750 children have been born into our world. And the fact that there are so many children being born every minute of every day can sometimes result in us forgetting just how special each of those births is. Yes, each one of those births is special. And on hearing that, you may be thinking to yourself, well, I can perfectly understand how the birth of baby Dominion is a special occasion for Sean and Esther, because after all, it's their baby. And I can understand why it's a special occasion for us as a church, because, we've known this family for some time now, and so it is a wonderful occasion for us as a church. But as for the 370,000 other babies that were born worldwide on that particular day, you may be thinking to yourself, I'm struggling to see what was special about each and every one of those. Well, regardless of whether it's your baby or not, and regardless of whether you know the parents or not, the birth of every baby is special, because it is the birth of someone who is made in the image and likeness of God. And did you know that is what ultimately distinguishes us as human beings from all the other creatures in God's creation? Due to advances in modern technology, and especially modern photography, we are more aware than ever of the wonderful and the beautiful and the fascinating variety of species which populate our planet. And because of the various wildlife programs that are shown on television, we can watch from the comfort of our armchair. You no longer have to go on those safari trips. You can watch from the comfort of your armchair the behaviour of animals in every country. We can learn about the enormous variety of fish that populate our oceans, the very bottom of the oceans, and we can trace the movements of the smallest insect in the ground to the biggest bird in the skies. I'm sure you find those programmes truly fascinating. Never before have we been so aware of just how many species populate our planet. And never before have we been so concerned to protect the various species on our planet. Almost every wildlife program you see highlights the threat of extinction that certain species are facing. And that is why the list of protected species is growing longer all the time. Did you know that all native wild birds in the UK are protected by law? The sparrow, the robin, the jackdaw, the crow. And so, however annoying the seagulls may be, when they peck through your black bin bag and they end up with litter all down the street, however annoying they may be, you cannot touch them because they're protected by law. And just in case I misunderstood this morning, let me say that it is a good thing, not necessarily the seagulls, but it's a good thing that certain species of animals and birds and insects and flowers and so on are protected, otherwise we might lose them altogether. But the strange thing about our society is that while we are going to great lengths to protect animal life and bird life and plant life, we seem to be less and less concerned about protecting human life. And that is demonstrated by the fact that there are 250,000 abortions every year in England and Wales alone. That is demonstrated by the fact that our Parliament seems determined to implement assisted suicide. And the reason why animal life is increasingly valued and increasingly protected, whilst human life is becoming devalued and is becoming less protected, is because our society no longer appreciates what distinguishes us as human beings from everything else that you see around us. As a society, we have lost sight of the fact that there is something special about human life. From conception all the way through to the cemetery. And that is that we are creatures made in the image and likeness of our Creator. That is something that is not true of any other species on the planet. And did you know that that is something that is not even true of the angels in heaven? It is us, and us alone. Men and women and boys and girls, it is us and us alone who are made in the image and likeness of God. And that is why the Bible teaches that human life has a sanctity and a sacredness and a special dignity attached to it. And as a consequence of being made in the image and likeness of God, there are certain aspects of human life which make our lives on this planet extremely meaningful and potentially wonderful. For example, in spite of us being told all the time about how clever the dolphins are, I'm sure you've heard that, there is a creativity in human beings which uniquely reflects the creativity of our divine Creator. And in spite of us being told all the time about the bonding that occurs between elephants within a pack, if pack is the right word, I'm not sure, but in spite of being told all about the bonding between those different creatures, it is we human beings who have a unique ability to form meaningful relationships in a way which uniquely reflects the relationships between the persons of the Godhead in whose image and likeness we are made. Those are some of our unique privileges as creatures made in the image and likeness of God. And can I just say to those of us who are parents this morning, that one of the challenges facing us today as parents, practical challenges, is how can we encourage, in view of the fact that our creativity and our relationships are something that is unique about us as human beings, our challenge as parents is how can we encourage the creativity of our children and how can we develop their social skills when the temptation is just to let them spend all their time in front of a big or a small screen. However useful our gadgets can be at times, we human beings were made for much more than screen time. As people made in the image and likeness of God, our lives in this world are special. Secondly, we've seen that human life is special. Secondly, we want to think that human behavior is serious. Human behavior is serious. Now, in view of the fact that it is his first time in church, and first time meeting all these strange people, I think we would all agree that Little Dominion, he's still there, by the way, he's behaved remarkably well this morning. Would you not agree? And my advice to Sean and Esther today would be this: enjoy the good behaviour while it lasts. I say that because those of us who are parents know only too well that we have to go to enormous lengths to teach our children how to behave, but we don't have to do anything to teach them how to misbehave. Have you ever noticed that? The misbehavior seems to come quite naturally to them. And I'm sure those of you who are parents, I'm sure you have noticed that. And please don't think that your children are the first generation of children to demonstrate that strange phenomenon, because I'm sure if we were all to speak to our parents today, then they would say that it was the very same in our case when we were children. They had to go to enormous lengths to teach us what was the right thing to do, but they didn't have to do anything to teach us what was the wrong thing to do. Bad behavior just seems to come naturally to us as children. And far from being something that we grow out of, bad behavior continues to characterize us throughout the remainder of our lives. Did you know that? That is demonstrated by the fact that our actions and attitudes often fall short of the expectations which others have of us. And if those around you don't tell you so, they're not being honest with you. Our actions and attitudes often fall short of the expectations that other people have of us, and they even fall short sometimes of the expectations that we have of ourselves. If we had been honest this morning, we would all have to confess that we are not always the good people that we would want to be. And we are certainly not the good people that others around us would want us to be. Which raises a question, and that is, why are we like that? Why are we like that? The psychologists and the sociologists tell us that our bad behavior is the result of our childhood environment, our upbringing, and our education, and so on. And yes, there is some truth in that. And that is why it's important that those of us who are parents do all that we can to ensure that our children grow up in a loving and stable and secure environment, because it can make a significant impact on our children for the remainder of their lives. But if that is all that goes to making us the people that we are, if that is all that goes to making us who we are, then you would have thought that somewhere over the years would have come up with the perfect formula to raise perfect children who then grow up into perfect adults. Can you imagine how different our world would be today if someone had cracked the code, so to speak, on how to raise perfect children who then grow up into perfect adults. Can you imagine how different our world would be today? There would be no war in Ukraine. There would be no gun violence in America. There would be no corruption in Africa. There would be no deceit in British politics. There would be no shoplifting in Bangor. And amazing, most amazing of all, there would be no arrogant, selfish, self-centeredness in your heart and mine. The world would be such a great place this morning if only we could raise perfect children who grow up into perfect adults. The outcome would be so wonderful that you would have thought, if man really believes that it's possible, you would have thought that every government in the world and every university in the world and every hospital in the world would be trying their hardest to figure out what sort of housing we need, what sort of education we need, what sort of diet we need, what sort of parenting we need in order to raise perfect children who raise up, who grow up into perfect adults. It would be worth putting in all that effort, would it not? Because it would cure all the problems in the world just like that. But you know as well as I do that it's not possible. It's not possible because there's more to our bad behaviour than external influences such as education or environment. Our behaviour ultimately stems from our nature. And the reason our behaviour is far from perfect is because we have a nature which is far from perfect. The Bible says that we have a nature which is fundamentally flawed, a nature which has been corrupted by sin from before the time of our birth. And that is why, as he reflected on some of the terrible things he had done in life, there was a man, we've already heard from him twice this morning, but on another of the Psalms, Psalm 51, David, as he reflected on some of the terrible things that he had done in life, he didn't blame his education. He didn't blame the housing that he grew up in. He says, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. And so rather than being morally neutral people who are simply waiting to be shaped by either this good experience or that bad experience in life, we are morally deficient people whose nature has been corrupted by sin and whose actions and attitudes are therefore sinful. Although we have been made in the image and likeness of our Creator, we've not lived as our Creator has told us to. Instead, we've all rebelled against His authority and we've all insisted on doing our own thing. As the famous American singer of the last century, Frank Sinatra, as Frank Sinatra famously said, I did it my way. And that is a motto which could be written over each of our lives this morning. Rather than living God's way, each of us have chosen instead to live our own way. And therefore, it's not only true that our actions and attitudes fall short of our own expectations at times, and it's not only the case that they fall short of the expectations of which others around us have at times. The really serious thing is that our actions and attitudes fall short, drastically short, of the expectations which our Creator has of us. And I say that is the really serious thing, because if never forgiven by God, our sinful actions and attitudes will lead to us one day experiencing the righteous judgment of God. Yes, human behavior is serious. Thirdly and finally, Human birth is not sufficient. Human birth is not sufficient. Now, one of the fascinating things about the birth of a baby is that contained within that little body, weighing 3 or 3.5 kilos, or 4 kilos or whatever, which for those of you who still like to work in old money is 7 or 8 pounds, contained within that little body are all the body parts and all the bodily functions which are necessary for life in this world. Yes, they have to grow and develop over the months and the years, of course, but they're all there. And they're all functioning at the moment of birth. There is a sense in which human birth is sufficient for life in this world. And depending on the nationality of your parents, human birth is sufficient for life within a particular country or earthly kingdom. Because Dominion's parents are both Nigerian, his birth automatically qualifies him for life within Nigeria. He doesn't need to do anything more. His birth automatically qualifies him for life within that country. The current rule within this country is that if one of your parents has British citizenship or leave to remain, then your birth, your human natural birth, is sufficient for you to live the remainder of your life within the United Kingdom. Your birth automatically qualifies you for life within this kingdom. But did you know that there is another kingdom? And your human natural birth is not sufficient for entry into that kingdom. Did you know?